broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Congresswoman Bachman, are you hypnotized tonight? Has someone hypnotized you?
They understand that this bill is going to bankrupt this country.
Feels bad. The toughest...
We are humbled by the trust that the
Americans... You have been tweeting me.
You blew it!
Senator Rick, how you doing, Rick? World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show...
You have been tweeting me.
...that knows what it's talking about. We take it through the looking glass, where truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places... I got news for you. No other talk show would dare go every night here. And tonight on our show, we will be bringing you a little bit more of the postmortem. Marilyn Donnelly joins us from the Tea Party in California to talk about the victory. And it wasn't really a Tea Party victory so much as it was a victory for Republicans, for conservatives, for that certain anti-Obama administration viewpoint, less government, and so forth. It's been quite a war in the political arena in this country for the last 2 years. So Marilyn Donnelly will join us next hour to talk about that. This hour we have Mr. Stephen Bozell, and he will be with us in just a moment to talk about a very personal legal action that he may be forced to take part in. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our website is philhendryshow.com, where you can go and get live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of the show. And I was communicating with some dude in Toronto, very nice guy. He's got a radio show, I think, in Canada. And he said, how can I listen to the streaming audio of your show? I said, well, we have it on our video cast. He said, yeah, but I can't watch it at work. I said, well, then you just minimize the video screen and you are listening to the show. And he said, yeah, but he didn't seem to get that. I don't know why. I said, don't watch it then. Just listen. No, I can't watch the video because I'm... So if you want live streaming audio of our show, you do have that option. If you are in an area of the country where our show isn't carried, or in an area of Canada where our show is not carried. Fortunately, we're in both countries. So join us at philhendryshow.com. Tonight on our affiliate spotlight, our good friends at WTKK 96.9 FM in Boston and at WLRT 1250 AM in Lexington, Kentucky. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. 877-876-PHIL. So don't forget, next hour we will do some Tea Party and political in general postmortems on the elections yesterday. Let me get Mr. Stephen Bozell on the line here from Corona, California. And before we really launch into the story, my understanding that you're going to file a lawsuit that involves members of your family?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be filing a lawsuit that would include my non-accessory, my niece, my sister-in-law, and my wife. I have, in the past, been involved in litigation of this kind, but this was serious enough where I've taken it to the point of including my niece, who is underage. She's a minor, and it's called a non-participatory accessory in a civil action.
All right, Mr. Bozell, you live in Corona, California, and you had a 3-year-old niece at your home with your sister-in-law, your brother-in-law, your wife, and you have two children, right?
I have a son who's 13. I have a daughter who's 14.
And you were there having a family afternoon when you were with you were throwing your niece in the air?
I was, yes. I had my niece who was 3 years old, and I was tossing her in the air. And not too high in the air, just high enough, you know, where children will have, it's fun for the children. And at one point, she came down a little awkwardly, and I missed her and dropped her. Now, it wasn't serious. She was not far from the ground when I did lose control of her, and she fell and hit her rear end on the floor. Now, she had on a pair of those plastic, very thick diapers, but she did cry and made probably more of a scene than she should have. I don't know if she was looking for sympathy or...
And how old is this baby?
She's 3.
3 years old. So you're tossing her up in the air like we do with kids, and you missed, huh?
Yes, I did. I missed, and I felt very bad about it. I told my sister-in-law and her husband, Dave, a guy that I know very well, and I was very sorry. I did make the point that I think the child was making a bigger issue out of it she needed to, and maybe that's because her mother and father have encouraged that kind of behavior in the past, that if, you know, the child cries enough, then people will make a big enough fuss over her. So I did mention that, and I don't know whether that put them off or not.
Okay.
Later in the afternoon, my wife was sitting with me reading from the newspaper, and it was at that time she read, and I made notes for my attorney. She read a story from Paris, France, and the story goes as follows. An 18-month-old boy appeared unhurt after falling 7 stories, bouncing off of an awning into a man's arms, witnesses told Le Parisien newspaper.
This is a very famous story. Well, the last few days, a very famous story.
Yes, sir.
This is the story of a little boy who fell out of how far?
It was, the newspaper says 7 stories, and the child bounced off an awning into a man's arms. It's a pretty incredible story. And
yeah, it's the kind of story when you hear it, you don't really, you don't believe it right away.
Well, and I don't believe it. I do believe it, but I think it's so incredible that my wife didn't need to bring it out when she did, because what she was doing, and I know what she was doing, she was reading it so that I would feel lower than I already did about dropping my niece. And I think she did it to have an amusement, and I think she did it to, you know, just to stick it in and make me feel like a fool. I turned to my wife at the time and I said, did you just read that story about that baby that fell out of that window? And she said, yes, I did. I said, is that because of me dropping Angeline, was the name of our niece? And she looked at me and rolled her eyes in what I considered to be an unmistakable look of, you know, 3 guesses.
What does that mean, 3 guesses? Like, you got it?
Yeah, like, in other words, you're right.
Okay.
And went back to reading the paper. I was very shocked, and I was very hurt. I asked her again. I said, are you reading about that baby that dropped out of a window to make me feel like a fool for dropping our niece? And she did another one of these eyeball rolls and curled her lip and just kept on reading. So that's when I left the table, because I was very emotional, as you can well imagine. And I went back to the master bedroom and just, I didn't know what else to do, but I just buried my face. I just buried my face in my hands, and then I got on the phone with my attorney.
All right. To my way of understanding, sir, and our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, to my way of understanding the story, the niece that you were playing with dropped, fell, and you were very upset. Was the baby hurt?
No, she wasn't hurt at all.
All right. She wasn't hurt, but you were still feeling bad about dropping her when you were throwing her up in the air.
Yes.
And so when your sister and your brother left, of course, you made that comment to them, maybe the child's making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, because I've seen kids pull this before. And
But what, three? How likely is it that a 3-year-old is going to do that?
How likely is it a 3-year-old is, if a 3-year-old if a 3-year-old's given a signal by the parent, you know, okay, this is a good time for you to make a big deal out of nothing, 3-year-old's going to go ahead. If they just see the high, parent gives the kid the high sign, I don't know what, if they work out a signal or something, but so the baby starts, you know, crying. And I mean, kids at this age can be coached very easily, Mr. Henry.
All right, so you believe that the parents coached this child into crying more than the child should have, and then that afternoon, your wife read this story about a baby falling 7 stories and being caught by a man. What was your feeling?
That she was trying to humiliate me.
Well, what did that mean? I mean, in other words, this was a man in Paris who was able to catch a baby and you couldn't?
Yes, sir.
And okay. So she was saying, look at this guy. He can catch a child from 7 stories up, and you can't even catch a baby that you're tossing in the air from just a few feet.
That is absolutely correct. And then if you work into that, as my attorney, Dolores Blasingame, in Riverside, California, she said to me that there is such a thing as a non-participating accessory. That would be the infant, the 3-year-old, who got the high sign or took the signal from her parents at the right time and started bawling and crying.
When the baby fell, and if you don't mind me interrupting, Mr. Bozo, when the baby fell, was she really, really crying?
She was crying, yeah, but then I picked her up and I said, okay, it's Uncle Steve, and then her aunt took her, And I saw the aunt turn the child's face to her, and I distinctly remember a kind of a look in the aunt. She was looking at, she was eyeballing the baby and the aunt were eyeballing each other. And I saw the aunt nod or otherwise give a look like, all right, now. And that's when I heard the child really start to cry loud. Then that afternoon, I heard my wife saying that some guy caught a kid from seven stories up. And, you know, at that point, I put it together. And that's when I called my attorney. I was shaken. I was scared.
We talked to your attorney, Dolores Blasingame. She said that at one point you wanted to get away from the house. Why?
I didn't know if my communications were safe or not. I didn't know if people were monitoring what I was saying. It was all fitting together, and I was very frightened, and I wanted to get away from there.
And what were you frightened at? You thought that there was some conspiracy?
No, it's not a conspiracy, Mr. Henry. No, sir. It's just simply that once the baby and the aunt got it in their heads that they could start to, that the baby could sound like it was hurt bad, and then my wife talks about a man catching a kid from seven floors up, I'm in an emotionally compromised position.
Were you really hurt by hearing about a man that could catch a baby from seven flights up? I have to tell you, I don't know of anybody that could do that. I don't think that guy could repeat that in a million years. I think everything was perfect. I think the child hit an awning. The child bounced off of this awning into this man's arms. I mean, it's the most incredible story in the world.
Right. It's incredible, but it just happened to be in the paper, and my wife happened to be reading it to me like she was giving a... I said to her later, I said, it sounded like you were giving the Gettysburg Address or something. And the baby bounced on the awning, and the man caught it to make me feel like a fool.
Where is this lawsuit now, sir?
Right now we're drafting it at my attorney's office. But we are basically claiming emotional cruelty, infliction of emotional distress, slander.
And what is the slander?
The slander is my wife reading the story like I'm supposed to. My wife's reading the story about a guy that caught a baby that fell from way, way, way up, as if to say how great he is and how very small I am.
So you're suing your wife, your niece, your sister-in-law.
And the suing of the niece, sir, is simply she's a non-participatory accessory, but I have to include her.
But you are suing a three-year-old girl.
It is a non-participatory accessory, according to my attorney, and as well as my brother-in-law, Dave Jengel.
What's the family name, Jengel?
Jake, yes, sir.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Speaking here with Mr. Stephen Bozell, who has brought legal action against his own wife, sister-in-law, and niece, because in dropping his niece, in playing with his niece and dropping her, he was later humiliated by his wife, who read him the story of a man that caught a baby from falling seven stories out of a building. And by reading that story, Mr. Bozell, she was attempting to humiliate you.
Yes.
By basically saying, here's a guy that knows how to catch a baby.
I believe so, yes, sir.
And then you also believe that the niece, your three-year-old niece and your sister-in-law engaged in some kind of a physical signal whereby the infant would cry more and pretend like she was hurt more.
I believe so, and my attorney certainly feels that it's justified, yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It's a very unusual legal action of a man suing a wife, a niece, and a sister-in-law, and a sister-in-law and a three-year-old niece getting together and basically working out a signal whereby the niece will start crying a lot. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com with live-streaming video and audio of the show. Stephen Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, who has taken the unusual step of filing a lawsuit against his own wife, sister-in-law, and niece. And this occurred on this past weekend, a Saturday, when his three-year-old niece was visiting with his sister-in-law and brother-in-law. The child was being played with by Mr. Bozell, as we often throw children in the air and we catch them. You say, Mr. Bozell, you weren't throwing the child very high in the air, but the baby did miss your grasp at one point and landed on the ground. Not too worse for the wear, right?
The baby was okay. There was no, there was one bruise that seemed to be inflicted before, and I had brought that up to my wife, and she used that as an excuse to further demean me. I said that bruise was there. I didn't put that bruise there. Your sister or your brother-in-law, or there's something else that put the bruise there. But the baby was fine. The baby only started crying, and I repeated this to my attorney. When the mother picked the baby up, was eyeball to eyeball with the child for a period of no more than a second and a half to 2 seconds, I think something was communicated, and at that time, that's when the child began to make a ruckus. Later on, you know.
All right, and then later on, your wife is reading the story of this infant falling from a seventh-story window in Paris, France, bouncing off an awning and being caught by a man, and you feel that was meant to, you call it slander.
It was an intentional slander on me. And, Mr. Henry, you have to understand that the point of this lawsuit is loyalty, and the vows of matrimony and the bond of matrimony is supposed to be strong. And for my wife to start to play with my mind by reading me a story about a baby that drops out of the air and a man catches it from Paris, and also backing my sister up, my wife has been disloyal to me and is trying to make me look like a fool, and wants to see my sister prevail in playing with my mind. I didn't even bring up to my attorney, very obviously, my wife is sitting there eating a Butterfinger candy bar. Now, some people are going to say that that's paranoid, but you've got to know my wife.
And your wife was eating a Butterfinger candy bar when she was reading the paper?
Yes, sir. And making a big show of it, you know. Licking her finger, look here, Butterfinger. And so, while you can call me insane if you want to, I have pioneered areas of law that will long remember the bounds of loyalty that a man and a woman should have with each other. And when your wife begins to mock you with a story about a baby sailing through the air, and very obviously, after you had made a very innocent mistake of dropping this child, and then the child also turns on you, getting the high sign from the aunt, I had to do something.
So the lawsuit against your wife, your niece, and your sister. All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL. Let's take a phone call here as we move on to the story of Mr. Stephen Bozell. The story of this baby falling from the seventh-floor window in Paris is amazing. Lucas in Houston, Texas, listening on KPRC. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, I've listened quite patiently to this man, and I feel that he's either the most unstable, mentally unstable individual I've heard of in a long time and should seek professional psychiatric help. And if he's not that, then he has come up with one of the cleverest, deceitful manners in which to redistribute wealth. And him and his lawyer is conspiring to shake down his relatives, and I think it's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Well, sir, I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to... I'm not Barack Obama redistributing wealth. I feel that I was very hurt by the fact that I had dropped my niece. She's a very small child, and I was shaken by the event. And to know that I was shaken by the event, and then to also inflict emotional cruelty on me by reading me the story of the baby that fell out of the window, you don't find that to be cruel? I do. I think it also is... Go ahead, sir.
Well, I find it very disturbing that that someone reads things into such minor things as what you perceive to have been baby's mother giving the baby some signal. We're talking about signaling an infant. An infant is prone to, when they're hurt, they're prone to take and react quite spontaneously on
their
own.
But there was a delay. Yeah, there was a delay, though. And when the mother gave the baby the high sign, that's when the baby kicked in to the second level of the emotional reaction.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be back.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We're also online at philhendryshow.com. Just I'm looking at Michael Moore on the Lawrence O'Donnell Show, and other than the fact that I have a beard and he doesn't, we're dressed exactly the same way. And guys like us, check-type shirts, Madras shirts, no. Bad move. All right, Stephen Bozell joining us here from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell, pardon me for just a little bit of levity there. I know that what you're dealing with here is a serious issue, and it has to do with loyalty, right?
I believe it does, Mr. Henry. I think it has a lot to do with my wife being disloyal to me and joining in the chorus of people who are calling me, looking at he looks like a fool. I know what I know, and my attorney, and I thank God every day that I have a lawyer that knows what I have to deal with.
Did you have any reason to suspect your wife of trying to mess with your mind? Because some people are going to say you're paranoid. You know that, right?
Yeah, I understand that, Mr. Henry. No. My wife has, down through the years, gotten a kick out of seeing how far I can get pushed. But I never thought she would take a practical joke to this extent, that she would involve her three-year-old niece, her sister, and the story of this man catching a kid that flew out of the air. And I believe it's to humiliate me. I don't think that baby was hurt that bad.
You said the baby had a bruise.
The baby had some kind of a bruise that I wouldn't be surprised had been inflicted on that child before. Or I don't know. But the lawsuit has to do really more than anything else with the disloyalty my wife showed me by reading me a story of a man who had the guts to catch a kid, flew out of the air, and I dropped my niece. Okay, and the niece, the little girl that I was playing with, turning around and basically spitting in my face by, going in, throwing in with her own mother and father.
We are talking about a three-year-old infant, and just like that caller indicated, a three-year-old child negotiating some series of signals with a mother, it doesn't seem very likely. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Marty listening on KPRC tonight. Marty, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'm a grandmother and a great-grandmother.
Can I make one point, Mr. Henry? This baby, they show it those little Einstein DVDs from Disney. And I've heard them say they want to turn this baby into one of these eggheads that goes to college by the time it's 10.
Yeah. What is little Einstein?
These are DVDs that are made by Disney.
Okay. Sorry, Marty, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Okay, anyways. This is absolutely absurd. You are being paranoid. You either have a low self-esteem or it sounds like you think everybody's out to get you. Number one, a child has an instantaneous result before they cry. They get hurt, they look at their mama, then they turn around and start crying. That's natural. That's normal. It's happened to me with my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids. That's normal. As far as your wife, she's probably rolled her eyes and puckered her lips as if to dismiss you as saying something like that that's crazy. As far as that other man catching the baby, that's a miracle. That you ought to be happy that he did that. We all have accidents.
I agree with you.
Accident.
Yes, ma'am, I agree with you that it was a miracle. I tried to tell my wife that, but she's all...
But you're reading more.
You're
reading more into it than you should. You owe your wife an apology and your sister because this is ridiculous. For you to be that paranoid to think that they're out to get you or to make you feel small, that comes from within. You're feeling that from within. And that's all I've got to say about this.
Well, that's a very interesting point of view, Steve. All right. Why would they want to do this to you?
Mr. Henry, I'll tell you why. Because my wife when she sees a story that's so amazing, and, you know, in a lot of ways that baby getting caught is a very romantic story. When she sees something like that, she wishes that she had men in her life that could do stuff like that. And when she doesn't see that, it makes her mad. So she looks for a way to say, look, see, I didn't marry a guy that catches a baby that flies out of the air. I married a guy that drops babies. And so when I dropped that kid, my wife, you know, immediately started going, and then this baby got caught by a man. And that lady talking about how the baby pauses and then cries, do they make eyeball contact from about 3 inches away with their mother? Does the mother wink? I don't think so.
And so you saw the mother wink?
I didn't see the mother wink, but I'm saying, would that happen? No. And I couldn't see, but the two of them were eyeball to eyeball.
Well, if your wife is unhappy, is she an unhappy woman?
No. I mean, I treat her good. But I think she's a practical joker, and any time she has a chance to make me look bad...
877-876-PHIL, Mr. Stephen Bozell suing his wife, his 3-year-old niece, and his sister-in-law for emotional cruelty and slander. When he dropped the 3-year-old, his wife then read him the story of a baby being caught out of the air by a man in France, and that 876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-PHIL, along the line here with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. You say this is about loyalty, right?
It is about loyalty. And that's what people don't understand. When you're a wife, you expect your wife to stand up for you. And I may be crazy or I might not have things right, but if I say to my wife that that baby was looking at its mother and got a signal from the mother and then started to cry, then my wife has no choice but to back me up. When I say to my wife, that baby was not dropped all that hard, that baby was dropped very lightly, then my wife has to back me up. And if I say to my wife, I want you to tell me the truth, are you reading me a story about a baby flying through the air or falling out of the sky to make me feel bad for dropping that my niece? You better tell me the truth. Well, then she has to tell me the truth. And when we were married, we swore an oath to each other and to God that we would stick up for each other through thick and thin. And so in many ways, she's committed a sin against our vows by teasing me. And
well, you don't think that teasing somebody is a violation of one's wedding vows, do you?
It depends. And in this case, where she has gone so far as to...
Mr. Bozell, I know it's emotional for you.
She's gone so far as to read out loud as if she's reading a speech at a convention, and the baby fell out of the sky and went into the man's arms and then looks at me like I'm no better than a child molester. I looked at her and I said, and this is why we took our oath through thick or through thin, for better or for worse, so you could sit there and eat Butterfingers. She didn't have anything to say. I noted, I made that notation, and I said that to my attorney.
Well, the idea of a woman eating Butterfingers, now you can say that that's an obvious attempt on her part to make a comment that you're a Butterfinger, right?
Yes, sir, that's exactly what it is.
All right. Does she like Butterfingers?
She likes Butterfingers. Yes, sir, she does. Yes, she eats Butterfingers, but she's eating Butterfingers at a time when this story about the man is in the paper and I just dropped my niece. Now, you can say whatever you want. There's no way that something like that happens and the things don't come together.
And well, when you say things come together, you see, either things come together, Mr. Bozell, or we put them together. If a guy drops his niece, and then the niece starts to cry, and then later on the wife is reading a story about a baby flying through the air, it could be that the woman just happened to see this story and is reading it out loud to you as a way of laughing, okay? Now, your wife also likes Butterfingers. Did she go out and buy Butterfingers knowing that she was going to tell you this story?
No, we've got Halloween candy left over. We had candy corn, but we got three Musketeers. And let me ask you this. We got candy corn and three Musketeers and Almond Joy, but she chose a Butterfinger right there. And I'm going to take that with me for all the days that I live. That when the chips were down and my wife could have stood up for me, instead of violating our wedding vows and sticking up for her practical joker sister, her bum brother-in-law, her spoiled, rotten brat niece, instead of sticking up for me, she threw in with them, and she went ahead and grabbed a Butterfinger and was eating that, looking at me, licking her thumb, and reading a story about a baby that come flying out of nowhere. For me, that is...
To you, this is a violation of wedding vows.
This is absolutely a violation of wedding vows. And I told my attorney that. She did not want to go that direction. She wanted to go slander, emotional cruelty, and innocent accessory after the fact. I said, all right.
877-876-PHIL is our number as we talk with Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. He is filing a lawsuit against his wife, his niece, and his sister-in-law for mocking him, making fun of him because he dropped his niece when playing with her. Later in the afternoon, they read the story of the boy that fell from 7 stories up and was caught by a man in Paris, France. And his wife was eating Butterfingers at the time she was telling him this story. And it all puts together in his head as a mockery and slander, and that's the basis of the lawsuit. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, talking with Stephen Bozell here from Corona, California. And I haven't even asked you what kind of damages you're looking for, sir.
Well, they tell you $50,000. They make you put a number on it, but...
You don't know yet.
No, I don't.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back here with Stephen Bozell in a moment.
Phil Hendry.
All right,
Phil
hold on,
Henry
hold on.
Show.
Mr. Stephen Bozell with us, our special guest on the baby that fell 7 stories in Paris, France, and was caught and was safe, is only a part of this story from a man in Corona, California, who was playing with a niece last weekend, threw the little child in the air, as we often do with children, and the baby slipped from his hands and fell. Now, there was no serious injury, but the infant did cry, and in your mind, that began a series of events. The infant was crying more than she should have. You think that this was something that the mother of that child and the child both agreed on. Your wife starts reading you the story of this child that fell in Paris as if to say, you aren't man enough, you can't catch a child that's falling out of the air. Mr. Bozell, I want to say this as kindly as I can. If I were to say to you that there's every indication, a lot of what people are saying here tonight is true, that you have a paranoid and perhaps... there's an emotional state that you need to address, what would you say?
Well, I would say this. You don't know my wife. And you don't know the kinds of stunts and jokes, the kind of attitude she's taken. She's always taken the side of the children. She's always telling me, you know every time you want to... She's always taken the side of the children. You know, and people... I'll tell you. I mean, ever since... it seems like ever since the Kennedy assassination, you can't say anything now. People think you're crazy.
And well, I don't want to get into that. You know, I don't want to get into 9/11, okay?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that all I'm saying is that my niece, I'm not blind. I can see when a three-year-old, I don't care if she is three years old. She's looking at her mother. The mother gives her her mother nodded. Okay, now, that's not just the baby saying, okay, I think I'm going to cry now. That's the mother giving it the high sign. Then my wife... eating Butterfingers and reading a story. Come on.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Viola, listening to us tonight on WWTN. Hello, Viola. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil. I just
wanted
to say, listening to his conversation, he not only sounds paranoid, but he is self-centered. I'm divorced now, but I was married, and a marriage is 50-50. It don't revolve around one person. Secondly, when she read that article to the paper to him, I saw it totally different. I saw it saying, this child fell this high, hit the canopy, and bounced off, and then the man caught it. We don't know how far down the canopy was. She might have been trying to let him know, don't worry about it. If this child fell that far and it's okay, this child that we dropped is okay too.
And the she was saying, look at this guy. This guy caught the baby, and you can't even catch a baby that you tossed like two inches high.
But
and that's basically.
Still, but the story is, we don't know how far that baby fell before it hit the canopy. The baby could have got hurt hitting the canopy. Is what I'm trying to say. Trying to tell you that if that baby could fall that far without getting hurt, more than likely your niece was not hurt.
All right, that's good. You may have that part of it covered, ma'am. You may have that part covered, but what about the fact that the infant and the infant's mother clearly were trading signals?
Hey, I'm a mother, and just like the other lady said, my child fell one time, and it wasn't no signal for me. He was startled, and then when he got up, he looked around the room, and then he just started screaming. I don't believe there was no signal given. That is children. That's the way they are when they're little. And the first thing...
You could have given that baby the high sign.
I do not believe that. And then the Butterfinger. You just got through saying... He just got through saying his wife loves Butterfingers. Well, I'm a Butterfinger person, and if I've got all this candy sitting there and there's a Butterfinger there, I'm going to eat a Butterfinger. It has nothing to do with...
I understand it, ma'am, but it had been Halloween, as I'm sure you know, and we had every kind, Three Musketeer.
You also said her favorite candy was a Butterfinger. Well, if there's a Butterfinger in there, that's what she's going to eat.
Now, you may think I'm paranoid, but it sounded to me like you said baby finger. What'd you say?
Butterfinger.
She said butterfinger.
All right.
Are
you telling me that you picked through Almond Joy and all of that?
If your favorite candy is Butterfinger, I mean, I happen to like Almond Joy. I would pick an Almond Joy over Butterfinger.
Holy God.
If there's an almond mail in there. But what I'm trying to say, it sounds like you're self-centered. It's got to be all about you. Marriage is 50-50. You take the good with the bad.
How come she's always sticking up for some kid? And if she can throw in with a kid and a mother, all the better.
What do you mean throw in, man? This is a conspiracy of some kind?
It's her hooking up with her niece because she thinks she's so cute.
All right, Viola, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on here to Orlando, listening on WEUS. Sharon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Excuse
Hello.
Me. Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay. I agree with all the other callers. This gentleman has psychiatric problems. He needs to see a professional. And that woman was saying the baby's reaction is perfectly normal when children get hurt like that and they're, shocked or startled. They don't start crying until they respond to their mother's fear. It's a perfectly normal thing that the baby did, and he's blowing this totally out of proportion. It's totally ridiculous. And furthermore, I think if this
court... Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'd like to ask you a question. When have you ever seen a mother wink at a baby and the baby wink back?
You did not wink. You said earlier you did not see a wink. That's your paranoid delusion that you're adding to this event. You yourself said earlier that you did not see a wink, and I'm telling you that is a normal response between a mother and a child when a child gets hurt. You know, and furthermore, I think your attorney, if this case does get to court, should be reprimanded by the judge for bringing such a ridiculous, frivolous lawsuit and wasting the court's time. You need some help, man. And why would you stay with the woman that... Why would you stay with the woman...
With all due respect, you watch one episode of Law & Order and you think you know all about it. Boy.
No. I'm an experienced person. I've lived for 56 years on this planet. I've had people that I know that have brought lawsuits and been sued. You're absurd. You're totally ridiculous.
No, ma'am. it may be absurd, but you weren't there. You didn't see the child start making a big... The kid was smiling at me and then turned...
How many people have to tell you the same thing before you open your ears and start to listen? Every single caller has made the same remark. So it's you against the rest of the world.
Can I ask you something? How likely is it that you drop a kid, then your wife starts reading to you about a guy that didn't drop a kid, and she's eating a Butterfinger?
Why would you stay with the woman? Why would you stay with the woman that treats you so badly?
Good question. Good question. I believe my wife has violated a number of areas of our prenup, and I think it is disloyalty, Mr. Hendry. So it could turn into a divorce.
So you're gonna, just to be clear, you're going to divorce your wife because you believe she and a 3-year-old infant and your sister entered into some plot to laugh at you.
Okay. You know, you people don't understand.
No, you don't understand. The problem is that you don't understand that you need help. You need some professional help. You need some talk.
What help? I need a better lawyer. Yeah.
Well,
I need a niece. I'll tell you what, I need a niece that isn't such a smart ass. And I know she's only 3 months old. And I've never held that against her, but boy, she does it again. Man, I'll turn her into cat food.
Phil Hendry.